Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
Welcome, welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scriptures. Living Scriptures is a Christian talk show designed to address the Bible to our daily life. We take the Bible, the Word of God, and we relate it to our daily living. We also expand on the Word of God and what it means for our life and our future, as we are currently doing. I am Morenike, one of your anchors for today, and we also have Pastor Charles in the studio. 2 weeks ago, this is the third part of this series. We started a series about the end time series, learning about what will happen for us after here. Many people believe that are not sure, you know, what will happen. So this talk is about the events of the last days. We have titled the series, When the Roll is Called Up Yonder, Will You Be There? And there are lots of scriptures that we've been looking at. If you missed the past episode, head on to Plains Media, look for Living Scriptures, and catch up on the past episode. Now, the question we want to try to examine today is, what will happen to those who died in Christ? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Now, we do not want you to be uninformed, believers, about those who are asleep in death, so that you will not grieve for them as the others who do not have hope beyond this present life. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, as in fact he did, even so God, in this same way, by raising them from the dead, will bring with him those believers who are falling asleep in Jesus. For we say this to you by the Lord's own word, that we who are still alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord, we in no way precede into his presence those believers who are falling asleep in death. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blasts of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain on the earth will simultaneously be caught up, that is raptured, together with them, the resurrection ones, in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with believers who have died. Praise the Lord. There is hope for those who died in the Lord and even for those who are alive in the Lord. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there?
Hello, dear listeners. When the roll is called up yonder, will I be there? Will you be there? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says, For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise forth. Then we who are alive and remain on earth will simultaneously be caught up, that is raptured, together with them, the resurrected ones, in the clouds to meet with the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. Let's look at rapture. The rapture of the saints. Once again, rapture, the way the event will take place, will be suddenly. It will be quickly and it will be unexpectedly. I say it again. It will be suddenly, quickly, and unexpectedly. That is, those unprepared for it will miss out. It will be accompanied by the sound of the trumpet, for only true believers will hear the sound of the trumpet. The beauty of it is that it will happen suddenly, quickly, and unexpectedly. The but about it is that many will be left behind because they have not surrendered their heart to Jesus or their sinful behavior. They will not hear the sound of the trumpet. The events will come upon men while they are distracted by natural events. What are we going to eat? Fuel prices up today. Iran is at war tomorrow. Normal day activities will continue, according to Matthew chapter 24, verse 38. Many will be unprepared for his coming. Many who are going to church will have stopped going to church. Many who have known the Lord will have turned back from the Lord. Matthew 24, verse 39. While men are unprepared, the scripture tells us that his coming will happen suddenly, quickly, and unexpectedly. Some will be taken up, others will be left behind, according to Matthew 24, verse 40 to 50. And finally, once again, concerning the rapture. What time? Do anyone know the time? No one knows the time, not even the angels or Jesus Christ. No man on earth knows the time either. All who have tried to prophesy or predict time have all failed. According to Matthew 24, verse 35 to 37, only God knows the time. So you better be prepared. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there?
When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? We will also pause at this time to remind us all, as usual, about our Sunday services. We are from Fresh Anointing International Church. We are a evangelical Pentecostal church. We also believe in healing and deliverance. We believe that God answers prayers, and God will answer your prayer. If you want us to pray with you, join us for our Sunday services every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, Christchurch, Central City, in Christchurch. Also, every last Sunday of the month, we have what we call the Healing and Deliverance Service. You can join us online, you can join us physically, and we believe the Lord will do you good. Let's look at these illustrations and scriptures. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 to 13, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each person was judged according to what they had done. Not only will a roll be called up yonder, but we will also all be held accountable for everything we've ever done here on earth. There is no statute of limitation on this, on sin." In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, it says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." Not only we will stand before God, but we are going to be judged on what we did while we are here, whether good or bad. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, it says, "Therefore judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God." Paul tells us here that Jesus will bring everything to light. You will be judged for the things you did when nobody was looking. The things you did not want others to know about. We need to be living our life for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and Revelation chapter 20 all show why it is important that we live our life for Christ every day and every moment. You cannot live for Christ and act like a Christian only on Sundays. You must do it every day throughout the week. There is a song called Monday Morning Faith, and the lyrics are this: "And hell's not scared of a Sunday faith if it only leads to empty praise. What really makes darkness run is when the saints arise and praise in quiet on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. To know you, to love you, to choose you first, Thursday and Friday and Saturday, to see you, behold you in worship. Singing is not just a Sunday thing, it's an everyday thing. In every moment, in every situation, and in every opportunity, we must live for Christ and reflect Him in it all. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desire pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. This passage tells us that those who live like the world will one day fade away. One day they will spend an eternity in hell, while those who live like God will be with Him in heaven forever. You cannot live like the world and expect to spend an eternity with Christ. Living like the world means that you are of the world instead of God. If you want to enter the gates of heaven, you must live for Christ every day of the week.
When the role is called up yonder, will you be there? It will be too late at that point. You are either headed to hell or you are headed to heaven. There is no amount of begging or pleading that you can do to change where you are going to be at that time. You will be in that place of eternity. It does not matter how long you have been coming to church if you do not truly know Jesus. There are not many people that have spent their entire lives in a church somewhere. But if they drop dead right now, they will never see the gates of heaven. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. But only those who do the will of the Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?" Then I will tell them plainly, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." These are some of the saddest words in the whole Bible. Can you imagine going before the King of Kings, fully expecting to walk the street of gold? And God looks at you and says, "I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers." Billy Graham once said this, "The greatest mission field in the world, it's not the foreign field or the home field. It is the mission field of the membership roll calls of American churches. The greatest mission field in the entire world is right here in our backyard, our churches. That is not because we are full of unbelievers, but because we are full of lost people, and we do not know, even know it. When that roll is called up one day, it will be too late. When the trumpet sounds, Jesus returns, it will be too late, my dear friends. When you die, it will be too late. The only opportunity to have for salvation is in this short period that we are on earth. The time come when the beggar died and the angels carried him to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried in Hades where he was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham far away with Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue because I'm in agony in this fire.' But Abraham replied, 'Son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he's comforted here and you are in agony. And beside this, between us and you, a great chance has been set in place so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can you cross over from there to us. Once you are in hell, dear friends, there is no way out. You are there for eternity, an eternity full of anguish. The rich man longed for, beg for just one drop of water to cool down his mouth. There will be no help in hell." I challenge you to find somewhere to surrender your heart to Jesus and pray in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.